Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And mashed potatoes and pumpkin peaches and apple pie, all those things. There'd be a lot of that. It sounds almost trite sometimes when you get into it, but it's a mood. But I think a mood starter, maybe a mood setter, if you will, for the week of Thanksgiving. Why not, right? Make it a, it almost seems early this year, Jay, but it's always the fourth Thursday.
Yeah.
November 20th is today, and the 24th is, it's the 23rd, right? One, two, three, yeah.
The 23rd, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the 24th is a fly day, in a manner of speaking. So how are we all doing? We've all collected ourselves, put things together so that we can make Monday a highlight day. Some people have taken the whole week off. That's not usually the case. Usually people go away Tuesday. Is the busiest to actually, you'd think it would be Wednesday, but it
is. I think Wednesday. Well, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not now, according to the stats anyway. More people travel on Tuesday, and I found it fairly easy to find a seat because I'm going to California on Wednesday, and it was not as difficult as it has been in years past, and not as difficult sometimes as it is even now. I was looking at seats for Christmas time, because I think that's between my grandson's birthday on the 22nd of December and my daughter's on the 27th, and Christmas in between, that almost is a has. You have to be there around those days. And so looking at the stuff that is at least published now, it's twice as much to go the normal route, and I would bet no matter where you're going, that's probably the rule. Usually at Christmas, it is anyway. So twice as much to go anywhere that week or the night, over that next couple of weeks. So make your plans now and hold a good thought that the ticket gods will get you something that is reasonable. Because family, let's say four people, and you want to go to California, just as an example, even sitting in the back is going to cost you $4,000.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's the way that works. So maintain that positive thought. Be thankful that you can do it if you can. Right? And maybe you're going to, I don't want to pay that kind of money, but if you can, gratitude is. I found this, and I think this is very applicable, and it's great for Thanksgiving week. Gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. How about that? Gratitude
that's beautiful.
Is happiness doubled by wonder. Something to think about. As you look around at the reality of the day, people will be talking this week about Ukraine and the war with the Russians, troops working there to push back some of the Russian forces that are on the east bank of the Dnieper River. And so this is, it sort of reminds me, you talk about banks. There's the East Bank and the West Bank in Jerusalem, and there's the East Bank and the West Bank at this part of Ukraine. They have established a foothold on the Russian side. It's kind of a small thing, but you know, do we really want to know what the details are of what the armed forces are doing? I don't really want to. I just would like this to be over. I'd like it to be finished. Yeah, you know, all of the detail about who's pushing back the Russians and the Russians pushing back the Ukrainians. Frankly, it's tiresome, and really, I don't know that a lot of people are paying attention. I think people are worn out on this for whatever the reason.
Well, it definitely took all the oxygen out of the room for a period of time, and then the news cycle has changed. Obviously, what's going on with Israel and Hamas, that is a big focus.
Yep, it is. So here's the story from that neck of the woods. The 31 premature babies who are in extremely critical condition today, they've been transferred from Gaza's main hospital and will go to Egypt. 250 other patients with severe infection, wounds, and other urgent conditions are stranded. The forces from Israel entering the compound to look for where Hamas is operating and how they're operating out of this hospital. Mm-hmm. So which side, we have to pick sides. If you're an Israeli, you want to get rid of Hamas at all costs. And if you're people who want to see justice and people who are no more a part of this than you and me, do you want them to have the ability to go someplace? It's hard in this circumstance to cut the line and to, you know, see which side of it is where the good guys are and which side of it is where the bad guys are. The Palestinian militants and Hamas are the bad guys. But then at what point? I think we're not really getting the whole story, and we never do when it comes to things like this anymore, especially when the World Health Organization is the where you're depending on getting your information because they're so corrupt that you can't really believe anything that they come out with. So
Yeah, and you get things from on one side reporting and journalism on the other side, then you have the combination of opinions being based as facts. But it's great that they've gotten these premature babies out and evacuated. And as far as the rest of the patients in the hospital who are in intensive care and dealing with burns and other things, they are working on getting them out next. So they are going down the line and trying to get everybody out.
Yeah. When you say they, who do we think is they? Are we, the United States? Are the Western powers? Who are, because we're becoming more and more visible there. We have more and more army personnel who are actually on the ground, and we certainly have had plenty of planes in the air bombing parts of Syria, where the, not necessarily just Hamas, but supporters, Hezbollah, and some people think, oh, well, what's the difference between Hezbollah and Hamas? Who supports them is pretty much the difference between the two. Hamas is much more of a terrorist organization. Again, are we getting tired of all of this? Where does it go? It seems like each week, or at least each month, there's a different hotspot. There's a different problem. There's a different thing that leads us to believe that there are too many people on the planet. There are. There's too many people to manage. Too many people in our country, too many people in most countries, and thus the push and pull, and especially when you have as heated a circumstance as you do with the different religions, and then there's the territorialism, I'm French and you're not. Yeah, right? So, I'm not French. I don't really care what the French do, but I'm not saying there's a problem there now. I'm just using that as an example of the French don't like the British, and the British don't like the Irish, and the Irish don't like the Italians, and And for what reason? Think about it in your own world. The lesson here is to think in your own world, what do you have patience for? Well, you know, it's not that you have to go out of your way to give somebody that you don't know or maybe don't care that much for the time of day, but why would you go to all the trouble of being difficult or making life difficult just because they're different or because you don't like them or you don't agree with them? And that goes for a lot of politics, Republicans and Democrats in our country. They don't do things, they don't want to have anything to do with somebody because they're a Democrat or they're a Republican.
Yeah.
What nonsense. It is. Anyway. Okay. So, I'm shaking the tree here a little bit, but looking at Mike Johnson, who is the new Speaker of the House for the Republicans, everybody knows the name, pretty much everybody knows what his CV is, and so he got into that position because the hard right wing of the Republican Party supported him. And so now, they don't like him anymore. They liked him for about 24 hours until he came up with a pretty good plan to get the government operating or to keep it operating until the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may or may not like his point of view when it comes to religion, or but you know what? The guy, so he's different. All right. Now there's turmoil ahead because these nutbirds on the hard right And I say that because I think that people who are into, I'm going back to what I said a few minutes ago, Jay, it's people who are intolerant of another person's point of view that create most of the problems, and we can't do that. We can't live like that anymore. It can't function. It just doesn't work.
No, and you're also only serving a portion of the population. You're supposed to serve the entirety of the American public.
Right. Well, supposed to.
Supposed to.
Just the when I look at the information that I kind of glean, I spend some of the time on the weekend. You know, I'm always looking around, as you are, for things to talk about, or at least the way we ought to talk about things. What can we put together informationally that will ring bells with people and get them to think, well, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. I don't want to necessarily be right or wrong. And I don't think that's your mission either. It's informing people, getting them, the listeners, to think about what's going on. I don't want you to think the way I do. I don't care whether you agree with me or you don't agree with me. That's not it. We have an open thought pattern here. And and once in a while, I'll say something about the extreme leftist thing whenever we do talk about politics, which I don't like to do much because of the obvious. I remember Ed McMahon used to say to me, and I don't say this because I'm name dropping, but nobody ever knew what his politics were or his father's, Johnny Carson's, were, because Ed said, I want to sell Alpo to everybody. And you know what? He did. Everybody liked Ed. And it wasn't an era when you had to do what Jimmy Kimmel does, be smarmy about the president, or Stephen Colbert, who's just a bore, or Jimmy Fallon, who's...
Well, I think we're also in a society where you have to pick sides, because if you're not for, then you're against. And people in the public eye have been pretty much reprimanded, even by their own fans, more often than not, for if something happens and they don't speak out on it one way or another, then people put their own stories to it of like, well, you didn't speak out about it, so you must obviously feel this way. And I think
that's
a PR move anymore, that they have to, even if it is picking on everybody.
Yep, that's a great observation, as you are not want to have. You have good, great, strong senses of timing. Speaking of that, let's see, it looks about 18 past the hour here.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best looking safety toe and slip resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel toed protection and slip resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the Monday Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner to celebrate the day, celebrate the week, celebrate our lives, celebrate whatever we can celebrate. And a lot of people are celebrating the life and times of Rosalind Carter, who passed away yesterday. You had to, you didn't live in this country if you didn't know or hear the story about Rosalind Carter passing, the story of her life. So we certainly have a tribute for her in thinking about what she meant to her husband and how good a wife she was. As First Lady, she was much better and much more than the first wife. And I'll talk about that and some of the things. There's so much obvious stuff, so many things that are part of the memory. Maybe we can pick out a couple of things that folks didn't know. So we'll get to that after this here on Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The beloved former First Lady of the United States, Rosalind Carter, has passed. Born August 18, 1927 in Plains, Georgia, Eleanor Rosalind Carter, the eldest of four children, graduated college and met her husband, the future President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, in 1946. She proved to be politically nimble throughout her own career and helped her husband to win the governorship of Georgia in 1970 and then the presidential election in 1976.
Well, I hope legacy continues more than just First Lady. Waging peace, fighting disease, and building hope.
As the First Lady, Ms. Rosalynn regularly sat in on cabinet meetings as well as represented the administration in meetings with leaders foreign and domestic. The First Lady was a tireless advocate for mental health, co-founding the Carter Center to promote global health and democracy. We remember the wife of a Georgia peanut farmer who rose to be the First Lady of the United States and a strong voice for America, Rosalynn Carter.
So there are some bits and pieces of information, misinformation at this point. Who cares? She had a great life. So meeting her husband and marrying him, I think you said actually she was 18, right, Jay? Didn't you tell me?
Yeah, she was 18. I remember she was 21.
Yeah, right.
So, and she was such an advocate for mental health. And it was in the 70s when she realized that there was such a need in her state and that it was something that people were not talking about. People were still ashamed of. Nobody wanted to comment on it. And as we know in today's society, that mental health, it's not a dirty word. Getting help for mental health, that's not something to be shameful of. It's amazing.
You know, the idea that a first lady is supposed to do this or do that or fits that mold or that mold, may have been broken by her namesake, in fact, Eleanor Roosevelt. It didn't go down the same street that her husband, and she wasn't very supportive of him. That didn't hold. Rosalynn Carter didn't go down the same street all the time, but she was with him, and he gave her credit, and she gave him credit. It really is a tribute. You know, it works for some people, and it doesn't for others, but this thing, they grew up together, same town, everything fit, and they were a great example of a great couple.
Yes.
And so, yeah, he was a wonder. He is. You know, going to wonder how long he'll hang around. Probably not long. But the fact that she was as strong and bright as she was and as helpful as she was to him through his life, not just his president, but through his life, kind of cool. It's 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The people of Argentina have said no to socialism. The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday. Faced with an economy nearly destroyed by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and growing poverty, he won 56% of the vote versus 44% for his rival. Milei promised swift measures to pull the economy out of its deep crisis, saying he's ready to welcome all those willing to join his efforts to restore the country's prosperity. Milei will be president of Argentina December 10th. The Thanksgiving travel rush is officially underway. AAA guesstimates about 55.5 million people will hit the road and travel at least 50 miles for the holiday. In the Sunday Night Football late game last night, the Denver Broncos came back to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Final score was 21-20. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day, dear.
It's
gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Ah. Yeah, I know. It's Thanksgiving week while we're playing the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'll tell you, 34 at the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday, new week, Thanksgiving week, and as soon as we dive into the turkey and stuff, next day people can't wait. Okay, unless you're Jennifer Horn, you got the decorations up already. A lot of people do, actually.
November 1st, they, as it should be.
December 1st is better. Anyway, we played the Trans-Siberian Orchestra because I think they, instrumentally anyway, they herald the beginning of the season, and there's something about what they've created. That's why they've become so popular and are so identified with the season, with Christmas, because they do most of their concerts from this time of year to the Christmas. It's just kind of play a little bit more of that. Let's see if we can pick out the things that are different instrumentally in in this. The strings, the way they use horns, and the special little, what do they call those, tubular bells? Isn't that what that is? I think that's what those things are, right? Yeah. So they're around the country doing a lot of concerts. I noticed one of our stations out in Nebraska has brought them in to kick off the holiday season. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra there. And they had a charity concert that raised thousands of dollars for a local nonprofit. That's what they do. The Trans-Siberian Railroad does that. They get paid, but they also do a lot of charity work, as a lot of radio stations do at this time of year. You'll hear on a lot of local stations, the stations that carry this program and others, and they're out and about to help people who need help. And after all, isn't that what this season is really all about?
Mm-hmm.
You get right down to the brass tacks of it all. It's about helping. Well, we're all here to help, but...
Oh, yeah, and look at this coming week and the next few shopping days. So, of course, you have Black Friday. But then Saturday is Shop Local Saturday or Support Local Saturday. And then you have Sunday and the Cyber Monday stuff. But then Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. So it's kind of like a lot of people who have their funds put away in stash for their Christmas shopping or holiday shopping, and then whatever they have left, it's like give to charities that need it, help like Toys for Tots or any place else that is going to help children have a better holiday season and help families with meals. And it's a great time of year to be a part of that.
Yep. How many people still, is there such a thing, maybe I should ask that first, as Christmas clubs? Houston, do you even know what a Christmas club is?
I'm not familiar.
Maybe I'm dating myself. There is a way people used to put aside money. You know, the tradition was before you had the way it's done now of cashing at the ATM machine, yada, yada, yada. When people would go into the bank to cash their check, they would have a little, it's kind of almost a separate savings account. They just have passbooks, and you put money into the savings account, put some money in the checking account, and you put money into the Christmas club account, and you saved it for Christmas. That's how people, for generations, the people would put money aside so they had money to spend this time of year on Christmas gifts. People that lived and still do from paycheck to paycheck, but in this sense, there was a consciousness of what am I going to do and how am I going to spend money for my family and help people. So I thought, I'm reminded of it, but I don't know that they still exist. It may be because, if they did, you'd probably know about it. I don't remember going into the bank and seeing anybody present their Christmas club card and say, okay, I'll put $10 away in there. Yeah, that's a time. That's a time gone by, apparently. Let's celebrate Monday, the 20th of November here, with some good news. A couple of things from the water, if you will. Here's the story of a lobsterman up in Portland, Maine, who jumped into the ocean to save a driver who was in a submerged car. This is kind of a cool thing, but this is what they do. Anyway, this guy, the car was sinking. The fire department approached this area, and the crews were trying to break into the car, but it kept going down and down and down. And as it went below the surface, obviously it was great. How's this guy going to survive? It's like a bad movie, right?
Yeah.
So Manny Corinos, who is a lobsterman, put on his diving gear and jumped into the water and got the guy out of the car. It wasn't the fireman, it was the guy in the lobster boat who was right there. This is the time of year when the water is getting colder. The lobster are easier to get. So there are a lot of lobstermen, of course, off the coast of Maine. It seems that you get the best lobsters. And so this guy was apparently on his way out, saw what was going on, and jumped into the water and saved this guy. So,
yeah, he was unresponsive, saved him with CPR on the boat, heading back to shore. It was like 75 yards away, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, here's another rescue. This is the story of a woman who became a firefighter because the fire department saved her during a suicide attempt. Her name is Tenley Gillette. She tried to end her life in 2016. but she was saved by a local firefighter, and now she's joined the fire department. Hey, why not, right?
It's like a full circle moment.
Yeah, right, exactly. So they did the annual, I guess they do, this is up in Manchester, New Hampshire, I think, right? Yeah, up in the Merrimack Valley. And so this is, look around at some of the things. I know I highlight some of the stuff that comes from my neck of the woods because I'm looking at local, the stories in the local papers, but I think these are good stories, and these are something. By the way, apparently she's become an avid CrossFitter, and she has a massage therapy business. Most of the people who are firefighters have side businesses. I know a fellow who's helping me on the development that I'm working on. He's a lieutenant in the fire department, and he's an architect on the side, although I think he spends more time being an architect. Now, the firefighters only half, they work, they're on duty 48 hours a week. So they're actually two 24-hour shifts, and so you've got 5 days to do something else. And a lot of people are critical. Well, why shouldn't they be on duty all the time? I think that if you were to go to a, if you just sat outside a fire station in a medium-sized community and saw how many times the trucks run out in the course of 24 hours, they don't sleep much because they have to go out whenever there's a call for an ambulance. Fire department has to go out. Any kind of rescue, it isn't just fires. It's that the EMTs jump onto the truck and they run out to help people, heart attacks and, you know, people who fall into the pools, all sorts of stuff. But she, going back to the massage business, the reason she does it, the same reason that she's on the fire department. She thinks that she has a lot to be thankful for, and she's trying to help people. And that's what she's doing. What a great lesson, a great story. Not always do these stories end well, but this one did. Full circle, as you said. Yep. And so the local fire chief is very proud of her. I didn't say whether she has a, I can't find out whether she has a family or not. She's obviously, she's 30 years old, and she said she didn't think of herself as inspiring. Well, I would. Frankly, and so getting yourself physically and emotionally and spiritually fit. I don't really know, and probably doesn't make a difference, Jay, why she wanted to commit suicide, what was going on in her life. And this, I don't know, I'm not going to be a preacher here. Let this be a lesson to you. It's just a story. It isn't just a story. It's a,
yeah.
It's
a great story that there is hope.
Yeah.
There is, and I know it's so cliche, but that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, even when it doesn't feel like it in the darkest times, and that nobody should have to navigate these dark feelings alone, but so many people do because either they don't want to be a burden, they feel like they're a burden, there's shame around it, there's embarrassment, and it's really great that the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline has made it even easier to get help. You can dial 988, you can text STRENGTH to the crisis text line, which is 741-741.
That's good. 741, I didn't know that. 741, go through that again.
Yeah, you can just text the word STRENGTH to 741-741. You can even go online, 988lifeline.org. They've created so many avenues where people can reach out for help.
Really? All right, that's good to know. 741. Write that number down, 741. I just saw a video, a heartwarming rescue, a pair of fishermen finding a juvenile dolphin tied up in a fishing net. That happens a lot. This was off the coast of Spain. The dolphin's all tangled up in the net. Mother's trying to get the baby. The tail actually was what got tangled up, and then it got pulled underwater. Now you think, okay, they can live underwater, they can swim underwater, but they have to surface for air. They can hold it a lot longer than we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, so anyway, and the mother was crying out for help. This is what's great. Dolphins are so sophisticated. You know, maybe when we keep going and ruin the planet, maybe the dolphins will take over the planet. What do you think? The dolphins, who would be the dolphin president? Right?
Interesting, yeah. It's
silly, but yeah.
But it is great. Like, I mean, the mama dolphin was holding her baby up, screaming for help, essentially, the fishermen were able to go and rescue. And
All right, let this be a lesson to those of you who are thinking that Donald Trump is the best choice, or Joe Biden is, or whoever it is. The world is changing. A libertarian who, this sort of reminds me of Zelensky, who wasn't a politician. He ran for president of Ukraine, and he won. Well, the same sort of thing happened this weekend in Argentina, where there is the same kind of stuff going, well, not, it wasn't quite as bad as Venezuela, but a lot of things going on politically. Most every country that has a fairly large population is there's unrest everywhere. People are not satisfied. Maybe it's because there's too much information, and then you can say, well, what does that mean, too much information? How can it be too much information? There's too much bad information, too much incorrect information, but information, I mean, I like to pride myself thinking this program is all about information. Hopefully a lot of stuff that you wouldn't hear anywhere else, whether it's the stories themselves or our attitude toward them. That's why I find this guy, Javier Milei, who is the new president of Argentina, the story of his meteoric rise, he was obscure. Nobody knew who this guy was. Kind of reminds me of Jimmy Carter in A Manner of Speaking, right? There is so much economic decline in Argentina. The Argentine economy, you know, Argentina didn't really, nobody knew where it was until all the Nazis who left after World War II escaped to Argentina, and they changed their identity and they just disappeared. And so, okay, fast forward to today, this guy says, long live freedom, damn it. That was his rallying cry, translated, right? Long live freedom, damn it. And so you can see this stuff. You can go, he fired up the young people and got them to vote. And he was very anti-establishment, very anti-establishment.
Here is the hold that Trump has on everything. You know, headlines are always Trump supporter, Trump against, or whatever. And he's a Trump-like radical wins presidency for Argentina.
Yep, right. And so there you go. That'd be a lesson to you. Yeah. 48 after here on Good Day.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. All the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait to what you've been craving. Feels so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. What you call us, what's triggering you? It's every day you're shopping on. You'll save a bunch at Amazon. Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky.
Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Farm Family Time here on the Good Day program. Always a lot of great information, thanks to Jay and the research she does. Gets posted at foodfarmfamily.com. And because we're in Thanksgiving week, there's all kinds of things that we're thinking about in terms of what we want to have for dinner and what we're doing and what we should stay away from. So in the stay away from department, Kinder Farms is recalling a lot of Kinder Med infants pain and fever, stuff that it's a tablet or is this a liquid? I guess I didn't get
it's
that.
It's a liquid. It's kind of like children's Tylenol. It still has acetaminophen in it, but it doesn't have. There are no dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners, or flavors. It's one of those things that like a lot of, and it's organic, and so a lot of people will get this instead of using Tylenol or whatever, like Children's Motion, those things.
So what's the matter with it? Why are they recalling it? Is there something in it? Is there a lot of these recalls have metal or they have the wrong stuff in it, but what's the problem?
An instability of the product. It's an acetaminophen instability. So it's supposed to be oral suspension and something in it is not doing what it's supposed to. And yeah, so to kind of like nip this in the bud, they're like, okay, we're going to recall this. Figure this out, get it fixed, so it's not going to have adverse health effects. It was causing abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. I think some of the younger children were getting jaundice from this.
Really? Wow. Well, you got to be careful. All right, so let's look at, in general, this makes me think about labels and whether or not people read labels. It's so important to read the labels on everything, whether it's this kind of a product, whether it's food, the things, especially if it's a prepared, if it's just you're buying veggies in the store, there's no label. But if you look at the things that most people eat, the sugars that are high in content, a lot of food items, right? Frozen, prepared foods.
High sodium count.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. Exactly. Look at the ingredients. Read the nutrition. Look at the nutrients in it. And, you know, a lot of people, because the weather gets colder, have soup for dinner. I love soup. I try to have soup every day in one way or another. Sometimes I have it for breakfast. Good way to start the day, warm you up. So it's a comfort food. And if you look at a can of Campbell's tomato soup, everybody grew up having Campbell's soups, right? Mm-mm, good. Mm-mm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mm-mm, good. That was the ad when I was a kid. I don't know if anybody remembers it, but that was the ad. So, anyway, you look at the soups, and you look at them now, and you see how much sugar is in them, how much salt is in them. Most of these cans of soup now are empty. They don't have any nutritional value whatsoever. I say that about some of the milk. If you look at if you look at the beneficial value of milk, a lot of times it's all cooked out of the milk. It's not as much. I used to compare the labels when I was selling raw milk on my farm. Look at the label, and then look at the label for my milk, and look at the label, the stuff you look in the store. So, but I know everybody goes to the store, they buy a big bag of chips or popcorn or cheese puffs and chow down
on
them.
But you kind of know you're not getting something healthy when you get those. But, like,
right.
Look at the juices. When people are like, well, I'm doing something healthy. I bought orange juice. And you look at the label and it's like, okay, sugar. But how much of that is actually orange juice? There shouldn't be chemical components when you're reading the ingredients list. And aspartame isn't nearly everything that is sugar-free or diet listed
really
or any of that stuff. Aspartame is awful.
Then also, the whole business about expiration dates and whether they are valuable or they aren't valuable, there are a couple of different things that I'm going to work around this week with regard to that, because so much food is being prepared. Some of it is supposed to be fresh. I freeze a lot of things like fish, that sort of thing. People will freeze meats. So if it says used by, that means that I think that basically if you put it in the freezer, that doesn't, you don't have to worry about the bacterial risk, because bacteria doesn't grow in the freezer. When it comes to dairy products, whether it's milk or yogurt or cheese, they usually have use-by dates. Some of them have sell-by dates, and that has no reflection on whether you should use it or not. Hello, use your nostrils and smell the stuff. If it smells bad, then don't drink it, don't eat it. Isn't that like prepared salads and stuff? We get some
if
more.
If your lettuce is brown and slimy, maybe throw it away.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's a very good point. All right, Practical Jay here on Good Day at 59 past the...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.